It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. J.T. Haynes is with the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy, and he joins us this morning to bring us up to speed on PolyMet's mining proposal. A lot of crucial decisions about that proposal are going to be coming up or coming out of the courts in this next year, and J.T. is here to shed a little bit of light on that for us. Hey, J.T., good morning. Long time no speak.
Yeah, good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good, good, good. Cold, of course, though. So, long process. 14 years this process has been, this has been in place?
That's right. And can certainly understand why that can feel like a long time. A couple things to note about that, though. First and foremost, as I think a lot of people recognize by now, this is a really large and unprecedented risky proposal. So I think it's appropriate that we're taking a hard look. But something other to note that I think some folks might not even realize is, you know, throughout this entire process, there hasn't yet been a single witness on a stand. Like, up till now, we've been relying on the assertions of the company and the conclusions of the agencies. So, you know, in 2010, we had an EIS that was declared inadequate, and then another one in 2013 that was declared insufficient. We've only had permitting in the last couple years, and only now are we in court. So there would have been opportunities in the past for the DNR to order a contested case hearing where there'd be an opportunity to challenge some of these assertions in front of a neutral judge. That hasn't happened yet. So we are looking forward to that opportunity soon.
Okay. Foolish question.
Sure.
Because those are my specialty. At how much money does a business need to have that they can fight for a project in court, paying attorneys for over 14 years and still want to go ahead with the project and say they're going to make money? I mean, doesn't at some point, wouldn't you think they'd go, hey, this is a waste of money that we could spend doing something else somewhere else?
Well, first, I mean, I think the most important thing is the project has to be safe. And if a company can't back that up, then we shouldn't move forward with it. Second, we're not talking about your local business here. This is connected to a $50 billion international conglomerate called Glencore, which is the major investor in PolyMet. So I think it's fully appropriate that they are defending their assertions in court. And again, up until now, we haven't even had the opportunity to challenge those assertions with experts and witness testimony. So I think it is absolutely appropriate that we have these hearings, and it's good that we are finally getting an opportunity to flesh some of these things out.
Oh, absolutely. I guess my point was not that it shouldn't take this long. My point was that you would almost have thought they would have said, well, this is not getting us anywhere. We're going to drop it.
Yeah, well, I can't speak for the company. That sounds like a question you could ask them.
So let's talk a little bit about what some of the key issues are that have been cropping up. And there are also a lot of issues that have been cropping up with this proposal that, you know, there are always going to be issues with any kind of a proposal. But this project seems to have an unusual amount of potential problems associated with it. Talk about that a little bit.
It has had a lot of problems for a long time, which is, I think, one of the reasons it's taken this long to look at it. And, you know, I've heard the suggestion that it's been a long time, we should move forward. You know, they've done all this extensive review, and I think one could just as easily take the position that it's been a long time and we still don't have confidence in it. We should move on into something more productive that we can all agree on in northern Minnesota. You know, we could talk all day about the various issues with the proposal. I'll just to highlight a couple that we're currently in court challenging. There's no term. Our argument in court is there's no term for this permit, which we're suggesting is illegal, that the mining regulations in Minnesota require a term. The proposal is also to have wet closure. That means water on top of the tailings. Typically in Minnesota, you're required to have reclamation where it's dry closure. So we're arguing that that's illegal as well. And we're also arguing that there's been a couple process misses in the process so far, including There has not been a contested case hearing where we could challenge some of these assertions in front of a neutral arbiter, and so we're asking the court for that at this time as well.
So what happens next?
Well, January is a big month, actually. So first of all, there's a number of permits still being challenged in court. You probably saw a lot of information about the pollution control water pollution permit. That had a lot of issues with EPA comments being suppressed, not coming in. So there will be actually fact witnesses starting January 21st at the Court of Appeals in Minnesota, where the former commissioner, John Linkstein, will be on the stand to talk about what happened with those comments. Shannon Lothammer, an assistant commissioner, as well as the EPA scientist who brought some of these issues to light. So that's going to be a first and very interesting. And then the DNR permits to mine and the dam permit, those are also at issue right now, and we're going to hear from the Court of Appeals on those permits also in January. And that could also result in fact-based hearings with witnesses.
And did you say that the DNR needs to call for these contested case hearings? Your organization can't do that?
The DNR could have called for a contested case hearing. In fact, that would be a pretty typical part of the process. And you might recall Duluth, the majority of elected officials in Duluth and 1,300 citizens asked for one in 2017. And the DNR skipped that part of the process. So now we're asking the court to order that part of the process. So that could happen in a couple ways. Most imminently, it could happen if the court orders one this month.
So, again, a lot going on in January, and I hope we have the opportunity to touch base at a couple of different points there and bring our listeners up to speed on what's going on. Thanks so much, JT, for taking some time to give us a bit of an overview and let us know where we are in the process. And I have a feeling that we'll be talking again in a few weeks.
Thanks, Lisa. And I'll just wrap it up by saying, you know, this is a really risky dam proposal. And in Minnesota, we don't grade on effort. We grade on facts. So it's great that we're at a part of the process now where we can actually get to the bottom of these facts. And thanks to all the listeners for paying close attention to this really important proposal.
Thanks again, JT. It was great to talk with you.
Hey, you too.
J.T. Haynes joined us this morning as our guest. He is the Northern Minnesota representative for the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy. And our guest this morning here on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.